From the WUFT newsroom, I'm Kristen Shearmont-Spina. There could be a decision about the University of Florida's next president as soon as tomorrow. The state's Board of Higher Education will meet to either confirm or deny Dr. Stuart Bell as the next president. That's according to an agenda item for tomorrow's meeting. Tomorrow is also the start date for Bell's interim presidential term. UF's Board of Trustees voted last week to give him that position. It's after Florida Board Chair Alan Levine chose to delay Bell's confirmation meeting. Researchers in Florida are asking for the public's help in identifying a potentially invasive species. The small insect known as the mealybug originates from Australia, but experts say they were first detected in Texas, then Louisiana, and now in Florida. Isaac Esquivel is an entomologist from the Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences at the University of Florida. He says the bugs are mainly found in grassy pastures.
This one in particular is a little white blob-looking insect, kind of fluffy, little spiky, and that's from wax on their backs. You can mostly find them, one, either on the leaf blades themselves, or this particular species does go into the soil.
Researchers say the bug could impact crops like sugarcane, corn, and rice. Officials say those who suspect mealybugs are present on their property can send a sample of dirt and grass to the Florida Department of Agriculture. In Williston, one of the local clinics is closing. Officials at the clinic have confirmed that the Nature Coast Medical Group Clinic is closing its doors today. According to the Florida Department of State, the InnovaCare clinic operated in the area for about the past 28 years. And according to a Facebook post, current patients can still access their medical records through the clinic's website even after today. This is not the sole healthcare provider in Williston. There are at least three other smaller clinics, including Palms, Nature Coast Health, and Quick Care Med. In Florida, some nurses may soon get pay raises. That's after a new contract was ratified by the Shands Nurses Union. According to the union, the agreement will affect nearly 3,000 UF Health nurses. Officials say they'll receive a pay increase of up to $4 per hour. The contract also includes a wage reopener clause, which allows for further pay negotiations this coming spring. This is Morning Edition from WUFT, NPR News and Talk. I'm Kristen Shearmont-Spina.
Your local